All right, everybody, welcome to episode three entitled Control. Wow. First of all, I'll start with real niggas do not deserve pussy. Bussy, not pussy.
Oh.
But real niggas don't deserve pussy either.
Wait, what's bussy?
Bussy is butt and pussy.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a combination. So bussy.
Okay. Yes. Good to know. Yes. Good to know.
Yes. I'll say that from time to time. That's our guest Gia, but we'll introduce her in a second. I love how all my guests always, like, they just jump right in. So I entitled this episode, because every episode, I know most people title their episodes afterwards, but I like to title mine before because it's like my vibe and my mood. So I entitled this episode Control because I have been going through a considerable amount of things where I've just been really trying to have complete and utter control, and God has been whispering in my ear, trust and surrender. So literally before Gia got here, I was listening to Keisha Cole, Jasmine, Mary, and Ashanti. But we'll get into that. We'll get into that later. I don't really know why that was in my spirit, but anyways. So right now I'm in SZA's control. I am releasing control, and I am just trusting.
Amen.
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 And that's what we call a word.
Hallelujah.
So that is why the episode is entitled Control. And we have our guest, this week's guest is the lovely Gia Peppers.
Oh my God.
On air personality, entertainment journalist.
No.
You know, you don't see her on E, VH1, BET, Hot 97, Essence. You know, she out here doing things. Once again, I am a publicist, so I pretty much know every writer. So basically,
yes,
all my writer friends will be,
yes, be on the show. Because we give the best conversation.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You fuck it up.
You know what I'm saying? But I so appreciate you having me on this podcast, because I remember you were just telling me, like, I had this idea for this thing called Eat, Pray, Thought, and it's gonna be a blog, and then I might do a podcast. And now I'm like, you out here with your blog posts, you out here with your
girl,
podcast.
You know, I'm out here trying. See, the guests can't see me like twerk a little bit, but
he's good for twerk.
Yes,
I feel like
my go-to dance.
We are the strongest as a bond, as a unit, me, you, Heather, like a few of us when we twerk.
Yes.
Homegirl Heather on Twitter and Instagram. Yes. Y'all know her. She's popping too. And, you know, I feel like that's, you know, when I met you, I was like, I love this. I don't even know why, but when we met, it was like a vibe. It was organic. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. So let's, before we get into you and your history, let's just start with, what's your favorite song off of Control?
Oh God. So it changes week to week, but Garden, It Like That is one of my, it's just, she just gets me. Need you for the homie. Need you for my sanity. Need you to remind me where I that, what?
Tell me, I got a big booty. Even if it, for us small booty girls, just tell us I got a big booty, even though I've been doing my squats. So this is the fattest my ass has ever been.
Me too.
Yeah, squats really squats do help. Mm-hmm. Really do. Especially for like a non-booty motherfucker like myself. Like, it's been helpful.
Mine was like always there, but you had to kind of search for it. Like, you had to like be inspired to look.
Amanda Seals calls it booty on the low.
Okay.
Which means you don't know until you're up on it.
Right.
And that's what I got too. Like, I got booty on the low. Like, once you own it, you're like, yes,
well,
nigga.
Good to know. And then we're like, dang, I didn't know this the whole time. But now it's a little bit more pronounced. Like, I had to thank my trainer, Keisha Villerson, for hooking that up.
I have to tag my trainer, Chris Hall. Yeah.
Okay. Thank
Hall Fitness.
Get you a trainer.
Yes. Get you a trainer, and your cakes will be big.
Okay.
Or you can do surgery. We're not. This is a no judgment zone.
No judgment.
We're like Planet Fitness up in this bitch.
Give you a donut after.
Or a slice of pizza.
Or a slice of pizza.
I still don't know why Planet Fitness does that, but anyways, we'll go. I'm not trying to get sued by Planet Fitness.
You're right.
So, Gia, tell us, Miss Peppers, tell us a little bit about yourself. Okay. Whatever you want to tell us, you can talk about your career, whatever.
Okay. So I'm Gia Peppers. Like Savoy said, entertainment journalist, on-air talent. I've been doing that for the past like 7 years. I am 27 years old, and I'm from
Washington. She's a baby.
I'm a sure. I feel old
baby-ish.
Now. I feel
girl,
old
you ain't,
now.
Girl, you ain't. I'm about to be 32.
That ain't nothing. It doesn't. I guess I need to take my own advice. But no, they. So yeah, I'm from the Washington D.C. area, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Like, it's my heart, but Maryland is where I grew up mostly, and then D.C. is where I was born. And so that shaped everything that I am today. Like growing up in the suburbs, but then also being so exposed to the city and growing up there. So moving to New York was really not that big of a culture shock for me, because not only I went to Rutgers University for college, so I was interning in the city the whole time with like the Wendy Williams Show and Live with Kelly and Michael and you know, different, the Donnie Simpson in DC and Big Tigger when we were in DC. So it was a lot of like, I wanted to make sure if I was going to do it, I was going to do it because I knew every part of it. So I did like radio, television, producing, like everything. And I was like, nah, I just don't think I want to be on air. Like I was just like, make sure you really want to do this. And so that was awesome. And so, yeah, I moved up to New York as soon as I graduated in 2012 from Rutgers. And I've been up here ever since. And then I travel a lot between New York and DC because I'm one of the in-arena hosts for the Washington Wizards as well. So it's been a great journey. Freelancing is tough. It's a hustle. You know, running up in offices all the time. Like, hey, how y'all doing?
Hire me.
B plus. Do you have anything? Okay, bye. All right. But then also just, I really love people. So just, how are you? Like, just on some real, like, don't worry about the work. Like, yes, we always gonna work, but like, are you okay? Because a lot of people don't take care of themselves mentally or spiritually, and I think it's been a struggle. It's been a struggle for me because you know, in your career, I feel like early on, I am the oldest of the children in my family. I have a little brother and a little sister. And early on, my mom and dad were like, yeah, these are your responsibilities. They're going to do everything you do. So I automatically came into that role of like, I can't mess up too much. Like, I can't do like too many things to make them think that it's okay to be a failure. It's okay to do certain things. So the oldest is like the biggest part of my DNA. So I had to learn very quickly, especially in these past few years of my 20s, that like perfectionism isn't real. Like perfection isn't real. It's not only not real, but it's boring. And it's not only one part of me isn't who I am. Like I'm a complex individual. And while I love putting my best foot forward and always presenting myself as a person that is, you know, trying and striving to be the best version of themselves, I'm not perfect and I don't have, you know, everything together. So, you know, I love when people come to me and like, yo, you're just so great. And I'm like, sis, I could barely get out the bed yesterday. You don't even know. But as long as
that was a statement. Look, I could barely get out the bed.
It gets real.
Yeah.
You know, it gets very real. So
very.
Especially in freelancing in New York, because you got to run up on people for your checks. Then you got to make sure you can pay where you stay, your bills.
Give me my money. Okay. Give me my Skrilla.
For a long time, Rihanna's Bitch Better Have My Money was my anthem. Because not only was the green during that performance of the Billboard Awards, which was that MTV Award? Billboard Awards?
I think it was MTV.
It was the MTV Awards.
Yeah.
When she had that green on it, it just left a stain on my life. Like I was like, I need to wear green all the time. I don't like the color green, but I need to wear it all the time in order to get the money coming to me.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? Yes,
that's what I have to do.
Let people know what you want.
Because now look at her. She got $72 million in 1 month off of Fenty Beauty.
Yep.
She about to drop a new line of Fenty Beauty. Like it's just, I need to do it. That's what I need to do. But yeah, no. So that's who I am. I'm also on Black Girl Podcast. So, you know, we're going to definitely have to make sure that we all make some podcast moves unites. Happening. Girl, there's five of us.
Yeah.
There's a lot of us.
I have five sisters, so.
Oh, my God. You will be perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's awesome. So, yeah, that's me. I'm a journalist, honor talent, big sister, daughter, and young woman.
Overall bad bitch.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I'll be trying to hold it down.
Black girl magic personified.
Black girl magic. You know what I'm saying? I'll be trying. I'm a decade long member of the Beehive. Been a treasurer for a long time.
Okay.
So again, always about the bag.
All right.
Just making sure that people are respecting Beyonce.
Okay.
For who she is.
All right.
Yeah. So that's.
Good to know that we have a treasurer of the Beehive.
Yes.
So those who are not, are new to the show, because we're only on the third episode. I ask questions under the three principles, which is eat, pray, thought.
Hallelujah.
Which is my catchphrase. It just sums me up. Before we get into the questions, what would you say is your catchphrase?
Ooh,
your three word catchphrase.
My three word catchphrase. Okay.
Or it doesn't even have three be three
yes.
words.
Yes. I'm gonna go ahead with pray because pray is a big part. Mm-hmm. So pray, love, work.
Pray, love, work.
Yeah. Okay. Because that's all I do.
Okay.
I be loving on people that don't even want to be loved, child. But I had to learn.
Real niggas do not deserve love.
But you know, we have to learn. We're going to get into that.
Ooh, yes, girl. We're
going to get into that.
All right. So we're going to start with pray with you.
Yay. Something I'm comfortable with.
We're going to get to the thought question.
Because I seen the questions. I was like, oh, he's going to hate me.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I want everybody to know, even though this show is entitled Eat, Pray, Thought, this is for G as well as the listeners. This is a show that I want to be everything.
Yes.
So I am not just a thought. Although not. I do.
Don't get into it.
Although I do pick things and put them in my mouth.
Well, yeah.
I pick things up, put them in my mouth, put them back down. Nonetheless.
You're still saved over here.
Yeah, yes. And I still love the Lord. So
the Lord loves
it's all encompassing. So I want somebody to walk. Like I said, the show is a mix of Elana Vance and meets Little Kim.
Mm.
So sometimes episodes are going to be full on Elana.
Mm-hmm.
Some episodes are going to be full on Little Kim.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the guest.
It depends on
my merit.
You so, need to get Little Kim. Oh my.
If I get Little Kim, because you know she was the first bad bitch honoree. Bad Bitch Hall of Fame
ever.
Honoree. So ever. So it's very important. She's on the image for Eat, Pray, Thot.
And she's in New York.
Exactly.
I mean, she probably won't go to Harlem though.
I look.
I
will go to wherever.
Okay, or get
she
her
can be
a tour.
In, she can be like, I'm in Connecticut. I'd be like, I'll be there. I'm there. Whatever you.
I'm actually already here.
Yeah,
I knew you were gonna be there.
Okay, so we'll start with the pray question.
Yeah.
So since you are treasurer of the Beehive, this
yes.
is the actual question I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of your life right now, which Beyonce album would you say you are?
It's so weird because
or what phase are you going
yeah
through?
I would say a little bit of Crazy in Love, and then Year of Four, where you're still like finding yourself, still finding that independence. I remember watching, I still watch Beyonce Year of Four when I feel like out of alignment with my work and my purpose, because I feel like we were finally seeing like the boss version of Beyonce, and
yes.
she was like, I'm failing and I don't care and I'm not afraid to fail. And I've been like, that was her thing. And it was so cool to see her step away from her dad. It was so cool to see her like just get her wings. And it was like, we were seeing the rise of the phoenix of Beyonce. But also Crazy in Love because I'm just getting warmed up. Like, it's just the beginning, and I've accomplished enough to where like people are like, okay, now she's not a joke, we can see that she's doing things, but like now I'm ready to, like you say, take control and like figure out what I want my work to mean to the world. So it's like you know, again, that's why I say in the middle of like transitioning, like maybe when she was recording it and like cussing out the photographer, I'm like, don't bring that energy around me either, because I can feel it. Like, y'all just come to me if y'all got a question. I've seen it a lot. So, you know, it's, I would definitely say that. And Year Four was just such a cool, or Four, the album was just such a cool album to
me. I feel like that was the period where Beyonce, like, I'm in Four too.
Yes.
But I also think what I took away from Four more than anything was just like, I feel that that was Beyonce at her period where she was like, okay, I've done
everything.
I've done almost everything there is to do.
She had movies, Pepsi commercials.
Pepsi commercials. She had been a. She had did pop. She had did R&B.
Yes.
She had did a little
reggae.
Bit of,
like, Spanish. She had a Spanish.
Like, she had did it all. So she was like, I'm gonna be literally. I'm going to enjoy the fruits of my labor.
Yes.
I'm going to live life.
Yes,
you know. And she took that year off before she did Four and all that. And yeah, you know. So I think that's kind of where I'm at. Where I'm just like, I'm trying to enjoy life and try to do things that not necessarily so centered around career. I'm trying to learn how to multitask, which I've never really been good at. Like, I focus on one thing at a time. So I'm trying to, like, okay, so wait, let's give each of these areas 20-25%.
And then
instead of giving everything 95,
ready.
One thing 95, 90, and everything like 2%.
Right. How's that working?
I just started yesterday.
Okay, so next episode, he's gonna give y'all an update.
Yeah, I'll let you know. So next question. So you're a mix of Crazy in Love,
yes,
or Dangerously in Love.
Oh, Dangerous. Why did I call? See, I don't even know.
It's okay. It's okay.
Too many things
I knew what you meant. I knew what you meant. I'm a low tier Beehive member.
Okay.
I only pay quarterly dues.
Okay. 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 It's good. It's fine.
You know,
as long as you're in the beehive.
Yeah, I do respect. I do respect
bees. Yes.
I respect her.
And I gotta be honest. Like, when I first started, so I'm a Destiny's Child fan too, which is why I always say 20 years of fandom. It's no joke. I still remember the first time I saw No, No, No. Like, my knees still automatically move when the still. So people don't understand why Beehive is so strong, but it's like when you know someone and you've been a fan of someone for 20 years and they keep getting better and more incredible and keep topping themselves, it's hard not to be like protective of that image and that person. But I think what's been really cool about growing as a fan with Beyonce is like she came out in the 90s where everybody was supposed to be perfect. Like everybody was like cookie cutter. Brandy couldn't even tell us she was pregnant.
Exactly.
Because everybody was like,
married. Yeah.
Oh, no, you're America's princess, honey. Like, you can't. You had Cinderella. Mm-hmm. No, sis.
You hosted American Music Awards. You were Moesha.
You're Moesha.
Yeah.
We gave you a show when we watched it. So, yeah. And so what's been so cool is seeing, like, her peel back those layers of perfection. And when Rihanna first turned to Good Girl Gone Bad, I really, like, was mad at her. Like, I was like, you're supposed to fit into the cookie cutter. You're cute. You're from an island. And you, if it's loving that you want and pon the replay, like, what are you doing? But then now as I'm older and I don't value perfection as much, I am such a Rihanna. I'm like, I can't say that I'm in the Navy, but I'm such a fan.
Oh, see, now see, I'm a treasurer for the Navy.
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And I can finally say, like,
she's my best friend in my head.
No, Rihanna's gonna be on here. I'm speaking it.
And you know what's so funny? When I did last week's episode, I literally dreamed, like, I was like, Rihanna is my dream guest.
Rihanna,
so
let's
speak that into this existence. Cool. Rihanna's gonna be on Eat Pray
Rihanna's
That.
Gonna come.
And I feel like she is, like, she's the embodiment of Eat Pray That.
And she's so ill. And like, she, the way she's growing as her own brand is so inspiring. But I was mad at her at first, and now I'm like, yes, I get it. Like, and Anti was such a great album. But we'll, either way, my Beyonce is yes, I'm in the four era of life where I'm getting my footing, I'm living, I'm learning, I'm making mistakes, I'm doing dumb things, I'm disappearing. Like, it's like disappearing from like things that I don't want to be a part of anymore. Like, I'm like, social media doesn't need all my attention all the time. You can go back and like things. There's 5 years up there if you really want to see stuff. And fair. You know, so I'm trying to balance that because it's also a game too. You got to play the game. So I do need to post more.
Sometimes. Yeah, I get you. I get you. So what is one thing you wish someone would have told you about being in entertainment or being in media? Like, what's one major thing?
See, I was really lucky because I had a lot of mentors, and I came up through this program called WEEN, the WEEN Academy, which is the Women in Entertainment Empowerment Network. I was in the first class. So there was like a lot of us who came through, and you know, we have Alicia Butterfield Jones, we had Sabrina Thompson, we had Lauren Lake, we had Bevy Smith, we had all these people come in and like kind of give us the game. And Amanda Seals, before she was on Insecure, was, you know, Amanda Diva, but she was leaving that space and becoming the DJ Amanda Seals and the comedian, and Angela Yee in her first year of the Breakfast Club. So like, we got to see a lot of people before they like took off. And they all gave us so many gems. So I wasn't there were things I didn't know, but I have a lot of blueprints to like study. Like, might not want to talk to him because you remember that story, and you know, or you might not want to put yourself out there like that with these type of people because, you know, just play it smart. And so I had a lot of information that I definitely encourage any young woman who wants to get into the entertainment industry to try out for WEEN. They have, you know, stuff every year they have auditions. So I would definitely say do that. But I would say the one thing that I would have liked to know is it's really about your mindset. Like, no one can make you feel a way without you making yourself feel that way first. So when Rihanna walks into a room, she already knows she's the baddest. And not just because there is no competition, but because in her mind, I feel like she actually feels free and like strong and empowered and smart and confident in who she is. And if you don't feel that about yourself, you're going to bring that energy into every room you go into every meeting you walk into every day that you walk out. In New York is a struggle. Like, entertainment is a struggle. So like, you can't really break down on the train if you're not comfortable crying in public, or like if you're the type of person that needs a check every week, entertainment might not be for you. Like, just on some real, if you're a person who lives off of their comfort of health insurance, you might not be in this. Like, people, I wish people would have told me the non-glamorous side, but I also wish people would have been like, make sure you keep reading your Bible, or make sure whatever you believe in is always there. And I had to learn it the hard way. Like, and I didn't get too lost because I do have a really, really strong foundation of a mama who will be like, what you doing? Cool, you need to come home because you acting stupid. Like, I don't even know, you know. And so I have a lot of snatchers, which is really good. Just snatchers. In case, like, you know, just in case I do trip a little, snatch, bring it back. You gonna stop? Even my best friend Kristen, you know, my best friend Ashley and Asha, and a lot of my friends in DC. Like, when I go home and I'm not like, when New York's been a lot for me, they'll be like, "Damn, what's wrong? You." Something wrong with you. Talk, like, what's up, dog? Like, you not yourself. And that, just hearing that you not yourself always makes you come back to, you know, center, or at least try to find your way to center. So I would definitely say, whatever you believe in or whatever you stand on, make sure you're getting that footing before you get into this industry, because I've heard so many times fame or power or entertainment, mm-hmm. or whatever you think this whole thing is, doesn't change you. It just exemplifies and really, like, just makes everything that you already do bigger. So if you're a little crazy, you're gonna be super crazy. If you're a little bad at time management, you're gonna be late to everything. Like, it's just like, it just kind of makes everything bigger. So try to make sure you have your mind and your heart right, like, as much as possible. At least have places where you know that I can go to. Like, I'm a big person who listens to sermons, so I'm always like listening to T.D. Jakes or Sarah Jakes, or you know, I know Joel is not everybody's favorite anymore, but I still like a little Joel every now and then.
You know,
Joyce Myers.
I still do my daily prayers. Okay, with Joel.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know.
I've started, you know, I separate the actions from the man.
Right, right.
With that in particular.
Right.
But, you know, I'm still not listening to R. Kelly, but this whole
thing. I'm not listening to R. Kelly. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't.
Yeah, I had to let that.
I had to let it go.
Ooh, let it go.
Uh-huh. So that's where I believe if also, like, books, like The Alchemist and all that stuff, like, you know, really, really take care of your mental. Even if you feel yourself slipping just a little, be like, whoop, I need to go on a run. Like, do something that helps you, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah, keep that mind.
So, I guess then that would go into our next question. What has been your journey to self-care?
So, when I first moved up to New York, it, I would say, I guess we talk about that later. When I first moved up to New York City, that's when I felt my most isolated, because no one tells you, New York has hundreds of thousands of people per square inch, but nobody tells you how lonely it is when you first get up here. And just because people in general in New York are just not friendly, like, you ain't about to talk to nobody on the street and be like, unless you're from their hood, like, but if you're a newcomer, like, it's just not a friendly place. And I come from Maryland, DC, where you might get a little smile on the street, you might get people who at least hold the door for you, or like, be like, hey, good morning, how you doing? Here it's like, move,
please,
out the way.
Not please. Yeah. No, please. I don't know why I said
move.
Please.
Get up. Yo. Bitch. Scoot over. Right.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lots of that. Ooh. And so when I first got up here, I was like, oh, this is kind of crazy. And so I had my car up here originally, and I ended up getting in a really bad accident in Brooklyn. So my car was totaled. And the one thing that always kept me, like, peace of mind was I could go anywhere because I had my car. And I worked overnights in the newsroom from 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. in my first job at CBS Radio News. And so I was able to drive because I was always going in off-peak times. Like, I was able to find parking easily because no one was home. Like, you know, like, so.
No one was out at 1 a.m.
Right. So it made
on a Tuesday.
You know what I'm saying? So it made sense for me to drive, and also it was safer for me to drive because I didn't have to be on the train at 12:30 at night, you know, not necessarily knowing everything. So when my car was gone, I just it made me sit still. And everyone always says it, but it's true. When God wants to talk to you, he gonna take away everything that's distracting you. And that was the first time that I learned of Oprah's Super Soul Sunday show and her master classes. And that was when OWN was just starting. And every Sunday, I still have the notebook where, like, she changed my whole life about how I thought, like the things that I told myself with her master classes with Joel Osteen and Maya Angelou and so many incredible people who have kind of had their moments in life, but figured out how to go from there and make it better. I started reading The Alchemist. I started really paying attention to what I was putting in my mind. I had to stop listening to certain music. Like, can't listen to too much Migos. I love them. But, like, after a while, you're going to start getting in Ubers that you don't belong in after 2 a.m. because you think it's normal. Like, you're normalizing certain things. Like, it's cool in the club. We still eat right out over here. But, I mean, not so much that. But, for me. But, it's more like.
Not for me.
But, it's more like.
Once again, I have a show called Eat Right That.
And your show is incredible.
Don't get enough dick. But
wow.
Yeah. But, anyway.
That's cool. Okay. It's going to change.
The tides are turning.
Yes. And so I would definitely say my journey to self-care started when I had no choice but to take care of myself. And okay. I think that's where a lot of people, like, when you have no choice, you crying so much that you're so annoyed with yourself, you don't even know what to do. When you're frustrated, you have to find that outlet. So for me, Super Soul Sunday helped me so much because it helped me to calm down and think and listen. And it opened my mind to different ways of thinking internally, like how I feel about myself, the prayers that I say, the things that I tell my friends, the words that I put into the environment. And it really just helped me, propelled me to, like, not only where I am today, but just to be a person that can, like, I am human. So I absolutely will get into those. And I got my period too. Like, ain't that, like, we just have bad hormones once a month. And so we're very emotional. But even then, now I know, like, that's just hormones. So let me go ahead and just either go to sleep, you know, if I can that day, or, you know, do something that makes me feel good. Like, listening to Stevie Wonder's greatest tracks of all time always puts me in a happy place. Yes. Or like Earth, Wind & Fire, or like anything that, like, reminds me of, you know, the love that I kind of grew up in, that little cocoon of, like, just that place. And we're not a perfect family, but we try to love each other. Right. Yeah. We're a loving family. We try to definitely love them.
The most important. No family's perfect.
Isn't it? But the love is the most important part. So I would definitely say my journey to self-care started then. And then it's just been a battle to kind of keep myself on that, like, positive, you know, God-filled, faith-filled journey. Because the other side of life, it don't work for me. The side where without God, it don't work. You know, so going to church, I go to Emmanuel Baptist in Brooklyn.
Okay, and I've been to
Emmanuel. Yeah, it's fun.
I've been there. Been to church in a while, but, you know, I've been there.
You've been there. It's fun. Yeah. You should come. We should go one time.
No. I don't know. I'll be completely honest. I have not been to church in a while. I don't necessarily want to go. I feel like I've gotten closer to God.
Well, that doesn't matter. If you feel like you've gotten closer
to God. Yeah, I've gotten closer to God, oddly enough, since I started not going, like, a year and a half ago. But anyways, what dream have you not fulfilled yet?
Oh, my God, so many. My brother always makes fun of me because you guys remember that scene in Coming to America when they're going on dates? And then him and Arsenio meet the girl who's like, you know, all my life I wanted to create my own movies and write my own movies and star my own movies and act in my own. That's literally me. I am the quintessential, like, girl who wants to do everything. So when I look at my career trajectory long term, I always see myself kind of like a Queen Latifah who touches everything. Who I grew up acting, singing, and dancing. I grew up going to the Debbie Allen Dance Academy, summer intensives. Debbie. Yes, Auntie.
Girl,
she is life. She literally put the confidence in me to, like, to go and be, you know, incredible. Like, at 11, 12, being around her energy was so inspiring for me, and it changed everything. So I, you know, learning from her and watching her definitely had a really big impact on me. So one of my biggest dreams is that I want to get back, you know, in the studio, but I also want to start acting again and start singing again. I want to get away from just being a host, because I've never just been that. It just was the first thing that
propelled
took
you.
Off. Okay. Right. So one of the biggest dreams would to be in like a Will Packer movie with like Lala and Taraji and on, Gabrielle and, you know, Regina Hall, and to be, you know, their little sister, like for Queen Latifah to be like, I want to manage you, for Oprah to be like, I want to give you your talk show, for Robin Roberts to interview me on Good Morning America. I have so many dreams. It's just crazy. But overall, I would like to create something that it leaves a legacy. Like when I leave the world, I'm like, oh, Gia Peppers meant so much. Like I always felt this way when I was doing something. Mm-hmm. But I know it's a lot of dreams. So I'm definitely the type of person that's like, well, let me make sure these dreams, what are we attacking first? And so, but it all leads to a big, like, you know, right. Everything. Like I remember when Free was on 106 and she got to do Fighting Temptations, and then she mm-hmm. was like doing all this different stuff. And I was like, see, hosting can lead to other things. So I've always kind of kept that in the back of my mind.
I still remember her verse on Fighting Temptations. So, I love Free.
Love Free.
I could care less about AJ, but Free was amazing. No shade to AJ. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know AJ. I do know Free, and Free is an incredible person.
She was amazing then.
Right.
Nothing against AJ, I just don't.
Yeah.
He's just not, you know, he doesn't make my soul jump.
Right.
Free made me like, ugh. I was like, oh, why are you my bestie in my mind? Like, why are we?
Why aren't we cousins?
Why?
Why? Why are you at the cookout with me? Well, that's why. But yeah, so many things. But for like journalism, I want to interview Jay-Z.
Okay.
Because I feel Jay is literally like the litmus test, I feel like, of excellence for journalism. Because Jay is so good at turning the interview. If he's not even having a good time, he will turn it to you. Like he'll be like, yeah, but what do you think about that? Aren't you? Nah, but I mean, and he'll like answer questions and be like, the way, just watch how he gets interviewed. If he's not having a good time, like his Rap Radar podcast was obviously the interview was the most comfortable I feel like I've ever seen him. But I also mm-hmm. feel like he's more comfortable as a grown man. Yeah. But before that, he was so savage. Like he used to just be like dropping gems, but savage. Just like, yeah. mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I also want to interview Oprah.
Yes.
Just because I know she would make me cry and it would be great and I'll be...
thank you.
But not just like a red carpet interview either. Like a real interview, like how we talking right now.
Like face to face, 1-on-1.
Tell me how you and Stedman never got married, because I want to know. I want to talk to her about creating her network and like mm-hmm. why she didn't give up, and the craziest times on the Oprah show, and being the face of television. As a black woman, and what that feels like, and what that felt like, and the excellence that just keeps coming in her life. I just want to get all the gems and just soak them up.
Yes, come on, gems.
So yeah, those are the people that are like my biggest ones. Of course, Beyonce, but I would want to get be like, you know, when she's not like, not on, when she's on. B is always on.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
You need like, to get. I feel like we're gonna get like our most introspective Beyonce interviews when she's like 60,
right?
And she's gonna be like, I don't give a fuck.
I don't care anymore.
Yeah,
I can do it. Blue is a star now. Because like she's always on. I feel like the most open she was in the Life Is But a Dream documentary. Mm. But even then, she's still. I would love to hear her talk like how Hove just talked to about like, yeah, man, that elevator was crazy. Like, it's, you know, like mm-hmm. I would love for her to be like, yeah, you know, I mean, I was pissed and I didn't want to say nothing, so I just stood to the side and didn't say nothing. Solange, she's always going to fight for me. That's my baby sis.
I cannot.
You know, I want her to talk like that. I want to know. I just want to know. Yeah. But yeah, okay. I feel like Lemonade was that for us. I feel like that might be.
Yeah, that's probably going.
That's probably gonna be it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that. So, what scares you?
Oh my God, so many things. Okay, so ultimately, fear is. I don't give fear too much energy because back in the day, that's all I used to do. I was afraid to do everything. I used to have my little sister go talk to people I didn't want to talk to or was afraid to talk to that I needed to talk to. Mm-hmm. Like, can you go ask them a question, please? Like, go ask them. Go on. Like, I would push her. And so in college, I heard this sermon by my pastor, Pastor John Jenkins, who has the First mm-hmm. Baptist Church of Glen Arden in Maryland. He had this incredible sermon on fear, and basically it was just like, the biggest thing that you have to know is that the spirit of fear is not from God. So if you have fear, it's not God trying to make you stop. It's the devil trying to make you stop. And every time you play into that, you're showing God that you don't have the faith that you and the trust to go after what the vision that he gave you. And so that was enough for me. I was like, word, I am tripping. Let me start actually, you know, showing up and going to places that I want to be and being the person that I want to be, being the woman that I want to be. And so that helped me a lot. And then one of my friends was killed. My friend KK was killed after we all graduated. Yeah, from college. The summer after, she was going to drive by with three other girls. They were all sitting in a car in Boston. I'm not sure what happened to the other girls. I would know that one girl was in a coma and one girl did pass away, but she was, you know, my friend from college, but she went to St. John's. We went to her funeral, and her dad is a pastor in Boston, and he had all these pastors from Boston. She had a major, major impact on the community there. She was a youth, you know, pastor there. So a lot of people were there, and he called all of her friends up and prayed over all of us. And it was the most transformative experience, because it made me realize how short life is. And it made me realize that, like, the last time I talked to her, she had texted me 2 weeks before just on some regular, like, girl, where'd you get those earrings? Your Instagram is popping. And I was running to work and trying to be so about career. And I was like, girl, I don't know. I bought them from Street Fair. I'll talk to you later. Da, 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 da. I didn't even tell her I love her. So now all I do is tell my friend. I'm like, I love you. Okay, I love you. Okay, I love you. And they're like,
did you hear me? I said I love you.
Yes, love you. Okay, love, bye. Like, and I'm the person that made that a really big thing in my family too. Like, we always were with each other, but like, the I love you was not difficult, but I don't think my mom grew up hearing it much. It was there, but you know, some people don't say it.
No, that was like a huge thing in our family.
Right.
Like, I literally, like, even, I think there's only been like, my dad would be like, I don't care how mad you is, you better never leave this house without telling me you love me. And like, that has always been a thing. I remember I only was so mad at my father one time that I left the house, and he was like, when I came home, he was like damn near in tears. I was like, bruh, it's not that serious. Like, no. I'm 19. You went crazy, as you always do. Right.
So, but you could have not come back.
That's true. You know? That's true.
It's hard.
That's fair.
So I would say that one of the biggest fears of mine is that my brother and sister are not okay. That something happens to them that changes the trajectory of their lives that I can't protect them from. Something that they can't bounce back from. Those are my biggest fear. That's my biggest fear, that they're not, that like, I look at my brother and my sister's eyes and they're not there anymore. Like, seeing that. Whew, that would kill me from the inside out. But they are so beautiful and so prayed up and so incredible that I know I don't have to worry about that. And even if we do slip, we all gonna keep each other.
Support
is a real thing.
Support.org.
The same thing for my best friends as well. And you know, losing my mom and dad obviously is a really big fear of mine. Like, going home one day and not knowing that, you know, something happens. Like, my mom got in a big accident few years back, and this white girl just hit her out of nowhere in this big ass truck, and my mom was in like a small car. The car was like inverted, like in her passenger seat. I promise you, I have never ever been so ready to fight someone that I didn't know. Like, I was like, cool, where you at? Cool, because you want to hit people. Let's
talk. Like, so since you want to hit people, I'm gonna hit you.
Let's go, because that's my mama and she's over here crying, so you know they freak out. But I was just like, you're in the wrong. There is no victim for you. Hit her. But God,
come on,
is good.
Come on, thug.
Okay,
but you God got, is good. You got real Cardi right there. Okay. You got real early Cardi.
My family is it for me. Like, do not play with my family, my coins, none of that either. But my family is it. And then, of course, just like failing to the point where I can't get back. And failing myself. Like, not even on some like, I'm going to take L's. The only way you can risk anything, the only way you can grow in this career is risking, and the only way you can risk is by failing sometimes. That is what's going to happen. You're going to fail, and that's okay. And I usually take those as lessons, like, all right, so next time make sure you make that left instead of the right, because that right leads to some craziness. So I'm not afraid to fail. Beyonce year four. But I'm afraid to fail myself, like morally. Like, am I making sure that I'm good, you know? So, yeah, those are my biggest. Honestly, it's just my family. Like, just making sure that they're good. That's okay. It for me. My kids. They're not my kids, really, but like.
Look.
They might as well be.
Yep. Look, girl. Okay, so we're going to go into.
Here we go.
We're going to go into the e-questions. Don't worry. That question's going to last this time. Favorite restaurant?
Oh my god, I have several, but I mean, for fast food, I love Chick-fil-A. I love Chick-fil-A so much.
That is so problematic. But we all
I really love Chick-fil-A.
No, it's okay.
I grew
it's okay.
up with it. Like,
yeah, I mean, I do too.
You know what I'm saying? I really do.
I try not to eat it as
Me
much
too.
As possible because I'm just like, y'all have just said.
It's bad.
Yeah, y'all just have.
I mean, but Chick-fil-A is incredible, so thank you to Chick-fil-A. Because the food is good.
It's just like it's like that no good nigga. They got they got good dick. Like he just
right there, like, and not, he's convenient except for on Sundays.
Yep. Because he, you know, his no good niggas mm-hmm. always go to church
and go to their families on Sundays.
Yeah, on Sundays. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's my favorite fast food. My favorite like restaurant would have to be. I really love Carmine's. I love Italian, and mm-hmm. Grew up on chain restaurants. Like, because in Maryland, we don't really have one offs. Like we do in DC. Like in Maryland, you don't really have one offs. So you know, I grew up a chain restaurant girl. But I love Carmine's. I love big Italian meals. I love Italian food and Jamaican food. I love. Okay. I really loved Negril, but like, I can't. I don't. I love Negril. I like the vibe. Mm-hmm. I've been to Jamaica a lot. We grew up going to Jamaica a lot. And I know mm-hmm. the food isn't, you know, 100% authentic, but I love Negril. So here in the city, I like Negril.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and Max Brenner.
Yes, Max Brenner.
I love chocolate.
I just went there for the first time. Like.
Oh, and Piece of Velvet.
Piece of Velvet.
And it's a cake place in Brooklyn.
Is that what it used to be? Cake Man Ray?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
I have problems with sweets. Grown up with it, okay. So I probably should watch out.
What's your favorite sweet?
I don't think of juice, but I love ice cream.
Yeah,
I'll eat ice cream.
Yes, mine too.
Negative 30 degree weather.
I'm from Wisconsin, so okay. it's often. First of all, we're the dairy state.
Yes.
Number two, it's often negative 30, especially in the winter.
Okay.
So
yes,
I will eat ice cream in the winter.
Yes.
And not even think twice.
Yes. And then I'm a red velvet cake person.
Okay.
But I need it to be good. Like, don't give me no
subpar.
Store bought. Like trying to be cute. Like, no, I need my pecans in there. I need it to be moist, but not, you know, falling all over the place. I need my cream cheese. Frosting to be on point. Piece of Velvet in Brooklyn has a really good one. I'm just saying.
Okay. So tell us a memory surrounding food. So it could be like Thanksgiving.
Right. I was about to say it is holiday time almost.
But do you have like a particular memory?
Right. A memory surrounding food. I mean, always Thanksgiving and Christmas are my favorite times because everybody's home, everybody's around, everybody's there.
Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
I love Thanksgiving
mainly because it centers around food. It isn't, you know, Christmas is like these gifts.
We have the same food,
I guess,
at Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but I still feel like Thanksgiving is
just about the food, right?
And Christmas is like. Food is secondary.
Yes.
And it's just like,
yes.
Meals. I mean, like, but I, oh, I mean, I know you want to unwrap your gift, but
I'm going to eat.
I need to eat.
Yeah, but when you get old, you just eat.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean.
I don't know. I like
What's your favorite Thanksgiving food, though?
My favorite Thanksgiving food? I really love a stuffing. I love a good stuffing. Like a good, what is that in this? What did I just bite? Stuffing? I love a good
Are you chicken. A stuffing or a dressing? Because see, I feel like this might be an East Coast thing.
I was about to
Whenever
say.
Whenever I say dressing, people are always like, huh? East Coasters are always like. Okay, so stuffing, I think the difference between stuffing and dressing is it's the same ingredients for the most part, but dressing is more creamy.
Okay, so no stuffing.
So they do, like, my mom puts a, like, chicken broth mm-hmm. and base
yes.
and everything. Yeah.
So, I mean,
chicken, yeah.
But I don't like mine to be too much because I like to put a little gravy on top. to give it a little. So I think I eat stuffing with gravy.
Okay. See, and I eat mine with cranberry sauce.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we're on two different sides of that. Yeah. Because I'm not really a cranberry sauce person. You know, I love a good mac and cheese. We always have a good mac and cheese and a great collard greens. And my great aunts make really incredible biscuits.
Okay.
Like really good biscuits.
Come on, biscuits.
So yeah, everything is good. But I mean, when I go home, because I'm home a lot because I work with the Washington Wizards. And when I go home, my dad often cooks this like teriyaki salmon that is incredible. And it just always makes me. Why are we the same person?
Girl, I love salmon.
I love me salmon. But I love my dad cooks it because it's like, I don't know. It's just a different love there, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like.
You have dishes that your parents cook. And they're just like. They're just their dishes.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you don't get it. Yeah, no, you don't.
You don't get it. Like, I like it on the grill.
Yeah. Like, my mom's is her dressing.
Yes.
And her fried lobster.
Yes. And my mom really likes to cook this incredible seafood casserole that she makes. And it's like, because she's from Maryland. My mom grew up in D.C. And then went to Howard and then moved out to Maryland. And my dad is from Rhode Island.
Okay.
So he's a Northeastern kid. So everything he does is very like fish, lobster, da da da. But they're both very seafood oriented because crab and, you know, shrimp and all that is my mom's favorite because of Maryland and D.C. So, you know, we're a big seafood family. Like we love seafood. So those are my like just us growing up. Family dinners at the table was really important. Like we couldn't not have like. We know, even if it's 8 o'clock,
you're
gonna sit down and we're gonna talk about our days. And I don't care if you're mad and you got a little teenage attitude and you wanna be stupid and y'all wanna fight. We're gonna sit here and fight together as a family. So,
and we're gonna eat this meal.
And we're gonna eat this meal. Mm-hmm. So now my brother plays college basketball, D1 college basketball in Michigan. And so it's rare that we're all together, you know, and not when it's not the summer, like sitting at the table. So now whenever there's a moment where all of us are together and breaking bread, it feels like just heaven. Like it just feels so good. Cause I'm like, oh man, I remember when we used to do this. So, I would say anytime my parents cook, and then anytime that all five of us are breaking bread over a meal those are special, special moments to me. And of course, Thanksgiving. Like, I don't think Thanksgiving gets enough credit. Like, we need to really.
We need more people to give Thanksgiving their flowers.
We need a week. Stop it with the four, okay? Because it's taking me 2 days to get the food out of my system.
I cannot.
Like, what do you mean?
All right. So those are E. Because we're running out of time. So no, it's fine. We got to run into the thought question.
Okay, let's run.
All right. So what do you consider the sexiest part of your body? Or the sexiest part? What do you like? For me, it's like my legs.
Right. Yes, you have some good legs.
Real niggas do not deserve boy legs.
Oh, yes. I like that too. I do have some cute legs. I do like my legs.
You do got nice legs.
Thank you. You know, I'll be trying. I would say now my booty is my favorite. And it's not even like all big and like.
But it's you work for that.
And then this part of my stomach.
The top part.
The top part. What is that?
I don't know.
The part. I like the crop top part. Like the, you know. Okay. I really like that part. Yeah. Booty and the top part of my stomach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my thighs.
Yes, thighs. Dick thighs.
Because I don't have like no, you know, like no big like country thighs, but I got enough.
Yeah.
You know?
It's all about your what you like.
Right.
So next question. Tell us about your first time.
Oh my God.
This is the first time I've asked this question.
And so Mom really and Dad and every person listening, you better turn it off right now.
Turn it off.
That is related to me. So I had my first love in life. We were dating, but I wasn't allowed to call him my boyfriend because my mom and dad were like, that's not your boy. You don't have a boyfriend. You're 5 years old. And I wasn't five, but I was like 14, 15. Mm-hmm. And we had been dating for a year and I really thought we were going to get married. I mean, to this day, like I still can't believe that we're not, but things happen.
It's still possible.
No,
it's possible.
It's possible. live up for the brothers full of
zanies. I often sing "It's Possible," but I'll just change it. I said, "The world is full of trades and fools."
Ooh, yeah. Trades. That makes me think of Heather. And so
yes,
she Heather. Does always say a trade.
Yes, that's trade. A trade. Yes, that's where I learned it from being going to school in Louisiana.
In Louisiana, my trade. Which is one of the best cities on earth, by the way. Yes. NOLA. So we were like 14, 15, okay. And just dating and really like we were on the phone every night. It was the first love thing, like falling asleep with each other on the phone just so we could wake up and be like, okay, I'll see you at school. Like really annoying and cute, yeah. and over the top and all about each other. And, you know, we did that for a year, and I really, 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 really was like, I was just whatever, like I was there. Like if I love you, I'm going to love hard. It's going to be all of me. And so,
yes, all of me.
You know, I'm going to give you a lot. Like when you get the ring, it's going to be a whole lot. Like it's going to be, but you know, in the meantime, I'm going to, you know, give you all of me. I don't know how not to go 100%. And so he had been asking, like literally is the 9-month mark, 10-month mark, 11-month mark, 12-month mark. And it was literally the day of our anniversary.
He was like, I'm going to get this pussy.
He was like, today is the day. And
I just want to
like
you.
15, 16 year olds to go and get a hotel room.
Ooh.
And no one had, I was dumb. No one, like, you don't think how old you have to be to get a hotel until you walk up.
But the fact that y'all even thought to get a hotel is real classy. That's real classy. That's some classy ass shit.
I'm bougie.
No, that's just classy.
Pretty girl county. You got it. So, get up to the hotel guy and he's like, how old are you guys? And we're like, 16. He's like, you got to be 21 to get a hotel room. And we're like, oh man. Okay. So then next thing I know, we're just in his room and one thing leads to another.
And you gave it up.
And that was it. But I hated it. Hated it.
The first time is always.
No, we're never doing this again. I feel like a hoe. I feel crazy. I was just upset. So we didn't do it for another like 4 months. And then one night. And then I was like, oh, this isn't so bad.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah. But then I'm also the type of person that I can't really have sex outside of relationships.
Wow, it's great to have you on the show. Welcome to the club. I don't even say relationship, like, but I need to have attachment.
Like attachment. Yeah, I need to know you.
Yeah, I need to at least, like, I've never been the one, like, and there's nothing wrong with this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I love my friends who can, like, just meet a dude or meet a girl and be like, yeah, we fucking. I need to know your last name.
Right.
I need to know, like, your favorite color is blue.
Right.
No, these are things that just,
you
like...
You need to talk to your mom and dad.
Yeah. Like, even though I'm going to sit on your face, I just need to know these things.
Just in case.
Yeah, just...
Just to make sure
it
that...
It makes me feel like...
I'm sitting on a quality face.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like an integral face.
Yeah. I'm sitting on a quality face. Okay, one more. See, now I'm confused. Now I'm like, which question do I want to get to? Where's the craziest place you've had sex?
On a beach. So the one time, so I had broken up with my second high school sweetheart, I think. And we were in college at this point. And I was on this whole vibe, like, I can't go into life thinking that, you know, all my friends gonna have fun stories and I never had a fun story. I keep getting all these relationships, but now, you know, I need to be single and I'm 21. And then I was just out trying to be out here. It didn't last for like maybe 2 weeks, but I was in Jamaica and this dude came and was like mad cool and like super sweet and like, you know, Jamaica and drinks and island vibes will do that to you. Next thing I know,
you had sex on the beach.
One night stand. It was my one and only one night stand.
Was it good?
No.
Damn.
Right. It was okay. It was just like there.
I had a situation like that.
It was whack.
Like
it was like you could have been
there.
Where
I was like, I just wanted some dick.
Right.
I'm like, I don't really care. I'm gonna have.
I really just wanted to
regular sex.
It was so beautiful on the beach. And it was like the moon was bouncing off the water. And it was just so beautiful. And I was like, yeah, we're okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so I did that, but then I literally didn't like him, and he wasn't understanding the point of the one-night stand, like, because we were still on the resort. So he was, like, coming around. I was like, no.
No, no, no.
We're done.
We're done. This ends.
I thought this is what a one-night stand is.
You didn't. You didn't get the manual.
Didn't, you guys didn't talk about it? Like, I thought it was a major knowing, but that's not. But, yeah, the guy's cool, though.
Okay.
That was it for me, though. I was like, no, can't do this.
Nope. Look. Part of my journey as like a human being is realizing that I'm just never gonna really have a whole face.
Right.
Even though I really, really enjoy like fucking mm-hmm. a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just not gonna have that, and I'm okay with that.
I'm finally
to the point where I'm like, okay. I still wanna have fun while dating, but right. I don't like to have like to really be like fucking regularly, and I don't actually necessarily believe in hoes anymore. Mm-hmm. Or the idea of what a hoe is,
mm-hmm.
but nonetheless, like I'm always gonna be like, I'm always gonna need to like know the guy, per
right,
se,
right?
And always be like, we've been talking for like 2 weeks, but I'm also always the motherfucker.
Ooh, tell me, don't stop now. It's getting good.
I'm the motherfucker that doesn't have sex with a motherfucker for 2 or 3 weeks, but I've sucked so much penis on the first date.
Wow,
yeah.
Well, I mean,
I'll suck your penis on the first. I'll suck your penis on the first date. Won't have sex with you for 2 or 3 weeks after that.
Well, that sucks if I though, even. Right?
I
mean, no pun intended.
Isn't that no? Not for me.
Okay, because I feel like
I enjoy.
You're a pleaser.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Me too. Yeah. I mean, I can't do that without. Having sex, at least we got to be.
Yeah, I mean,
that's foreplay for me. Like that's
yeah.
That means
we're going
clear yeah. for takeoff.
Takeoff. Yes. And yeah, sometimes it depends on the dude. I really just in the last year kind of gotten to the point where I was like, so well, you need to make like even though you're a pleaser, you need to make sure that you're getting pleased.
Right.
Because sometimes when you're a pleaser, you forget.
Yes.
And then also sometimes when you have poo bitch mentality, I've had that.
Mm.
I had that for a couple of years. yeah. Pretty much all the years I was in New York, except for the last, just being honest.
That's what it is.
So sometimes I forgot. So
yeah.
Now I'm just very much like the last couple of times I've done sexual things. I'm like very much like, no, I'm going to get mine too.
Where you at? Right?
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. I mean, I have been in a situationship for like a few years too long.
Mm.
And I think that it took everything out of me to the point where like I was giving so much from financially to like physically to from my heart. I was draining myself because I was trying to love a person who didn't even know how to love and didn't even really love themselves. And so I learned so much from that. I remember the last straw and I was so happy it finally came. Like, because you know in your mind when somebody is just stupid and it's not for you.
Yeah.
But your heart and me being a painful optimist, like, I am to the point where it's like, all right, kid, like, the hope's got to go at some point because he's showing you who he is.
When someone shows you who they are, believe them.
And so I definitely would say that I learned just so much, not only like sexually in that thing, in that whole situationship thing, but just like learning how to like want for yourself, you know? So I'm with you on that.
All right.
You got to get it.
Ooh, long-term situationships. Ooh,
they're the worst.
Okay. So we're going to do bird motherfucking confessions. These are rapid fire questions.
Okay. All right. Here we go. I'm scared.
All right. You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
What kind of bird are you? Pigeon, dove, flamingo, or peacock?
A flamingo.
Yes. Okay.
I like flamingos.
Favorite ratchet song?
Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, my neck, my back. And,
yes.
And,
they kill Gucci and a crack.
Trina. Is it look back at it? There's several.
Ooh, look back at it.
Look back at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lawrence Hive, Daniel Hive. Insecure.
I don't like none of them Hives.
Mm.
I don't like
okay, it. But who would you give the draws to? Lawrence Hive, Daniel Hive, Daniel or Lawrence?
I like a Daniel.
Girl, yeah.
Daniel is cute. And we had a little moment at Essence Fest, but it wasn't even real, but it was like.
Girl,
it was fake, but he remembered me. He asked me in the crowd. I was like, oh, I met you earlier today. I was like, why are you trying to date me?
why?
I read into
that's
things.
All I need. Exactly. Why are you trying to date me?
He's like, nah, I just met you outside earlier. I was like, yeah, we took a picture, but why are you trying to date me?
Which one could get the ass first, street pharmacist or gangbanger?
I guess a gangbanger. Okay. But now I'm so over that. But hey, if I had to revert, okay. Gangbanger.
Quavo, Offset, or Takeoff?
Quavo is so cute.
Okay. Keisha Cole or K. Michelle?
What? Keisha.
Keisha.
But I love K. Michelle.
I love K. Michelle too, but I'm definitely a Keisha. I'm a Keisha. Keisha's like.
And
Keisha's,
I've loved her on Love and Hip Hop. I'm not even going to lie. I like how she did this. She was like, I'm not throwing any bottles.
I'm just going to be Keisha.
I'm just going to be Keisha.
Yep. Jocelyn or Cardi B?
Cardi.
Love and Hip Hop or Basketball Wives?
Love and Hip Hop.
Bundles or wig?
Ooh. Wig now.
Okay. Amber Rose or Kim Kardashian?
Kim.
Okay.
But I love Amber too.
Oh, it's Amber Rose all day. I don't fuck with Kim. No shade.
I like Kim only because I like the way she dresses and her hair. And I don't always agree with everything Amber says. Always agree with everything Kim says.
They're both problematic.
I just like Kim's
both.
Instagram.
I love Amber.
Yes. I like Amber a lot. Amber's like so sweet.
Okay, so which surgery are you getting? Ass implants or lipo?
Lipo.
Okay. Where are you getting your lipo? DR or Columbia? Bird Confessions.
Columbia.
Yes.
Yeah. Because Dominicans don't be doing right. The black people in the DR. I seen those videos. They trying to push us down there like that.
Okay. Baby fat apple bombs or J-Lo?
Baby fat. I was a baby fat girl. I was baby fat down back in the day.
Yeah.
But I was also Darion down back in the day.
Ooh. Yeah, you are a real beehive. Okay. So you are a real treasurer.
I still have my jeans.
Because not many girls did Darion.
Darion was so cute for your
boys. Not many girls. No.
My God. Everybody had the Darion jeans in my
head. Acrylic or regular manicure?
Gel, because it's less damaging.
Yes. Okay. Uber or Lyft?
Oh, Uber. Oh,
okay, go back to what you're about to say.
I was going to say only because I do love acrylic every now and then, though. But. Gel can be damaging too, but I'm a gel girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
IG model or video vixen?
I guess IG model now because they make more in these days.
That's fair.
They get mad walkthroughs and get like 5K.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Come to the club party with me.
Shade Room or Baller Alert?
Shade Room.
Tiger.
But I love Baller Alert.
I love both of them.
Yeah. It's hard to choose.
Yeah, that's fair. Tiger or Safari? They're both poo, but...
Ew. Safari. Only because I'm more... Now I know him so well because of these shows.
Okay. Plan B or prayer?
Ooh! No, you didn't! Plan B.
Plan B, okay.
And prayer.
Yeah.
But Plan B.
Shamika said the same thing last week. She was like, Plan B, then I pray. Then I pray. Okay, so we closed it out with two. So first of all, Zaddy of the Week. So that's the person this for the week that you're feeling. Okay. Like the person that you like dropping the draws for.
Okay.
So who's your Zaddy of the Week? If you need time to think.
The guy I'm dating.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Zaddy of the Week.
How long y'all been dating, if you don't mind me asking?
Just very new. It's very new.
I know.
Just a few weeks, but I like him.
Yes.
But I don't do the daddy thing because that makes me think of my father. But Zaddy of the Week.
Yeah, Zaddy of the Week.
Yeah, Zaddy. Okay, Zaddy, okay. Zaddy, yeah.
He's Zaddy of the Week to me. Mm-mm. Okay, yes. Mine's is my IG crush.
Ooh. Can't say. It's a real thing. It's like a real crush.
Yeah, it's like... It's
he's a real person.
Yeah, he's in D.C.
Oh.
He's in D.C.
You need to come to some games. Pull up.
He a man, too.
Ooh.
He a man. Like, famous? I be on the IG like... Open the legs. And he Navy. I think he's in the Navy. Yeah. Some of my friends gonna know who this is.
Oh.
Some of the DC girls are probably gonna know who.
I wish I knew. I wish I was a DC girl that knew.
I'm gonna show you him,
show
girl.
Me,
if you know,
like,
if you know,
okay.
Hugs out.
I'm gonna show you mine.
Okay. And then lastly, Bad Bitch Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
This is the person that you like, this is the bad bitch that you just like feel like deserves her flowers the most. So last week, our first inductees were Little Kim for me, and then for Shamika, she did Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
So this week, I'm going to do the next, like, there's Little Kim and then there's Rihanna. So I'm inducting Rihanna.
Okay. Oh.
Who are you inducting?
Welcome, Riri.
Welcome to the Bad Bitch Hall of Fame.
Trina.
Yes.
The baddest.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
People don't give my girl enough respect.
No.
I love Trine Bean.
What?
Single again?
Single again. Back on the prowl. What happened?
I don't know how. That was my song.
I remember last in January, I had been dealing with this guy and he did some fuck shit. But I listened to the second album by Trina's second album, literally like was like, oh, okay, I needed that.
Right.
That's all of my, that's what
I
my
love
soul
Trina.
Needed. Yeah.
I really love Trina.
I just
so
feel
much.
Like the fact that Trina said about five or 10 best friends. And I'm like,
you don't know now.
Like Trina really 5 or 10.
Why not?
She
did what she wanted to do.
Exactly, yeah. What you want to
do. And she's still the baddest.
Exactly.
And okay. She still got time to come back, and I'm so ready.
Yes, I'm very excited to see her on Love & Hip Hop.
I know, but I don't want her on
I don't want her on but it, I, but I get but I'm
it, because it worked for Remy.
It did.
So,
I feel like
it's going to work for her.
Okay. So, yeah, this is the end of episode
3.
Oh, my
God, I've had
three.
So much
Gia, fun.
Thank you for coming. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud
this
of you,
gonna
too.
This is going to be kill. This is going to kill everything.
Shut the game down.
Rihanna's yeah. coming.
So, yeah, this is the end of episode 3. I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank my executive producer, even though he's not here. But I want to just thank my friends. Oh, that's what I want to do. I want to thank everybody who listened to episode 1 of the Ink Perfect Tyler podcast. You're much appreciated. And just all the positive feedback. Mm-hmm. And even some of the critical, but not like
mean.
Yeah, not mean, but critical. Like, yes, and I needed that too.
Yeah.
Especially my friend. My friend Amber told me, she's like, I need you to do some new E questions. And I came up with some new E ones. So I hope you like these, Amber.
I like
them. And thank you. All right. So bye, y'all.
Bye.